I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your host, Chalk Mommy. And tonight is going to be a different show. Tonight, I decided to take a break from my normal outrageous show where I'm going wild bananas and everything like that. And tonight is one of my real talk sessions. It's like what I wanted to do is talk about Brian Banks. For those of you that are not familiar with Brian Banks is a 26-year-old African-American man that was accused of rape and kidnap by a fellow classmate when he was 16 years old. And basically, he was railroaded into taking a plea that he actually thought was going to get him 18 months probation or 18 months in house arrest. But those 18 months turned out to be 6 years. So the person that accused him hit him up when he got out of prison on Facebook and said, let's let bygones be bygones, and that, you know, she lied and she made the whole thing up. Well, him and his lawyer, along with a private detective, decided to, you know, meet the girl, and they recorded her, you know, telling him that she made the whole thing up and that she was going to make her mother pay back the $1.5 million that the school system awarded her for being victimized on, I guess, school property or whatever. But the whole situation was, it was a fucking lie. Like, how in the fuck could you, in your right mind, or how could your conscience allow you to let somebody go away and, like, spend so, like, 6 years of their life in prison for something that they didn't commit? Me, personally, I take this shit personally, because when I was 18, I was victimized. And when you are actually raped, you go through so much shit inside, outside, fighting the system, because you're automatically scrutinized as a whore, you're loose, you're a slut, and it's not fair. So, like, for this chick to just blatantly lie, and not only did you blatantly lie, you didn't even tell him that you were sorry. Like, you showed no fucking remorse. Like, what the fuck do they do that at? That's the shit that kind of got me bent. And I'm really not having any understanding right now, because it's just crazy to me. And so, it was like, he was getting ready to have a full ride to USC, and he had dreams of going to the NFL. So, basically, now, you know, his story is out, and he's been completely cleared of the charges and everything like that, and he's getting his life back together, and they're wiping his record clean. It's like, now a lot of NFL camps and teams are reaching out to him for him to come and try out, because they're really sympathetic to his story, because this is something that he did not do. This is something that some foul, evil woman concocted. And me being a woman, it makes me sick on my stomach that a woman could allow an innocent man to spend so much time behind bars while she lived a lie. She benefited from it. Her family benefited from it. Like, okay, where is the money? What's going to happen? I feel like she should be prosecuted. The prosecution, they should have some type of ramifications and penalties. And the defense lawyer, because at the age of 16, you're not able to make a sound decision about, oh, should I take this plea? What does this mean for the rest of my life? So when he asked his lawyer to speak to his mother, they was like, no, you got to take this deal right now. So, like, he took this deal, and he never saw home again. Like, come on, like, the system is fucking up, like, for real, like, real talk. Like, I'm really, really not having any understanding, and maybe it's not my place to really understand, but as a woman, as somebody's mother, as somebody's sister, like, hell fuck no. I can never let a family member or someone close to me go through some bullshit like that and be railroaded and that bitch not feel anything. Like, me personally, has she got her ass whooped? Is she getting death threats? Has anybody, like, what the fuck? Like, I swear, like, I would really like to know her logic behind what she did. And, you know, like, why haven't you told this man sorry? Are you not sorry for what the fuck you did to him? Like, please, like, help me have some understanding here. Like, this is crazy to me. Like, how trifling can you be? And it's just like, you know, they're going to make a documentary about his life. I'm happy about that. So much stuff is turning around for him. You know, he had to be a registered sex offender for 10 years. 10 years you were looked at and shined upon, nose turned up, people just thinking you're the lowest piece of trash, you're the scum of the earth, and you ain't even do nothing. And his thing is, he just wants to put this behind him and get on with his life. And I feel you. I really feel you. Like, there's nothing wrong with you getting on with your life, but you've missed so much. I'm sorry. You can never get that back. And it's like, how is society prepared to deal with another Brian Banks? Like, what is going to be the outcome? What example is the law going to set for people that do this shit? Like, what ramifications? Like, she should be brought up on so many type of criminal charges, civil charges, everything. And I'm sure she doesn't have the money to pay back. You know what I'm saying? She spent that shit. Like, you know, she's probably like, 2 Chainz. It's mine. I spend it. No, bitch, it ain't yours. It belongs to the state. And it's not even yours anymore. So to me, I'm just like, you know, I want people to call in because I want to know what you think about this. This is just crazy. I am trying to get some understanding. I'm trying to be level-headed. I'm being calm, being cool, collective. I mean, we can make jokes about this, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is right, wrong is wrong, and this bitch was dead-ass wrong. So my thing is, how in the hell do you feel about what happened to Brian Banks? And what if this was your brother, your cousin, your dad, your uncle, somebody close to you? How would this make you feel? And, like, what would you do? Like, would you be in your right mind? Would you sit back and be like, okay, I'm going to let the system work for me, seeing that it fucked him over? Or would you take the law into your own hands? These are, like, questions that really need answers, and I just want to know what you would do. Me, personally, I would take the law into my own hands. I would be a vigilante for real. Like, no. I sure as hell would. I would be a motherfucking vigilante. Let's get it in and keep it moving. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm rambling, but not really. I'm just voicing my opinion. It's my talk show. That's what I do. I'm entitled to do that. So, I'm thinking about playing some music. And, you know, we'll get back into this if people call in. Because, basically, my damn phone got fucked up again. And I couldn't call. I couldn't send out my text because I lost all my contacts today. So I am just, like, freestyling it. My co-host is getting off work in a little bit, and she'll be calling in. And she has a lot to say on this subject as well. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play some music, and then we'll come back into this and get it popping, as they say. So let me find a nice mellow song. I think I want to hear some Avant. You know what? Let's go back and play 4 minutes.
Oh, Thank you.
school, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just didn't want to put everything out there. You didn't want your life to become a magnifying glass for everybody to pick it apart. Then it's like you got your family that's got to find out that you was, you know, you was attacked. And then you don't want people to look at you crazy, and then the sympathy and the pity and everything like that. So I chose to just deal with it on my own, and it ended up fucking me up in life as far as, you know, holding in that secret and not being able to share it with anybody. So I know what you go through when you're actually raped. So for this girl to sit there and say that she was raped when nothing happened, he never fucked her, there was no DNA, all they did was kiss, and I think he may have fondled her or something like that. My thing is, how in the fuck do you make a rape case out of that when there's no DNA? Like, you know, she didn't go to the hospital. Like, I feel like the ball fell so many fucking times in this particular case and this situation to where, like, okay, how do we fix this? How do we make it better? Like, how do we prevent 5, 6, 7 Brian Banks down the road, or the actual Brian, other Brian Banks that are locked up? So, you know, it's just real interesting how, you know, people feel about this, how they're thinking about it and everything like that. And me personally, I want to know, like, how would you feel, or how do you feel? It's like you look at this guy and his spirit is so fucking peaceful. I know that he's probably had to work really hard to get inner peace within himself and come to terms with all the turmoil that his life has gone through from the age of 16 to being 26. And what people don't understand is when you're locked up, like, the last day that you're on the street is all you remember. I've been locked up. I did 3 years and 8 months in prison for possession of 181 pounds of weed. So it's like when I came home, I had to learn how to be around people again. I had to learn how to live my life. I had to catch up on all the fools that came out. You're never going to catch up on all the time that you miss. You're never going to catch up on all the family time, the cookouts, the holidays, the birthdays. All that shit is gone. So now you have to concentrate on what's in your present and what you're going to do in your future. And it's crazy because that shit scars you. And then with him being labeled as a pedophile, you know, a rapist, sex offender, and everything like that, you gotta wonder, how was it for him being locked up? Because when you're locked up and, you know, you're a rapist, it's like, you know, you get fucked with a lot. People literally fuck with you. You know, they do, like, so much other shit that is fucking crazy. Like, you know, they feel like they're gonna teach you a lesson. Like, okay, like, oh, you took some pussy, I'm going to take your ass. You know, you're violated because they feel like you violated to get there. And it's just like so much mental anguish that a person has to go through. And it's like, I Googled him the other day because, like, how the story came to be, like, me and my brother, it was like Friday, like last Friday, matter of fact, it was on Facebook and he was reading it. And as he's reading, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to do a fucking story about that. Because for me, it was fucking personal. I'm like, I got to do this. Like, I just could not actually believe that somebody would be that fucking evil that they would lie about somebody raping them. Then after I seen her pictures, I was like, yo, I believe it. This bitch looks trifling. Like, there is no remorse or nothing in her body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what? That couldn't have been my brother because, yo, for real, real talk, this bitch would wear it. This bitch would feel something. Like, how the fuck you gonna feel something? So, it's just like, men, like, how do you feel about that? Like, if that was you, what in the hell would you do coming out, getting your freedom, and you're being exonerated, and everybody is sitting here looking at you, like, for the last 10 years, like, oh, you, like, you ain't shit, you the scum of the earth, you took that, you raped that girl, you deserve to be locked up for the rest of your life, like, really? Really? So, it makes you just really think about the fucking system, and how this shit don't work. I mean, you put your faith in, you know, a group of your peers hoping that they're going to do the right thing. But at the end of the day, Them motherfuckers is human just like us. And I swear, I ever break the law again, which I break the law a lot, I be damn if I'm going to put my hand in a jury's hand. Like, fuck that. I'm just going to have to take a plea, or I'm going to have to do what I got to do. Because the system is fucked up. And then I would be the type of motherfucker, like, you know, I would have to really do my homework on the DA. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's some dirt these motherfuckers did, because not everybody is squeaky clean. Like, it's everybody got a dark side, and I would need to find out what that dark side was. So it's just, like, so much shit that I would do and so much shit I would think about, because that's what I do. I think too much. I'll be always thinking about how I'm going to get people back, and I be angry all the fucking time. And this whole situation has had me tight ever since I heard about it. So my Memorial Day weekend, I thought about this guy, because like I said, I've been locked up. So I know what it feels like to a certain degree. I know what it's like to be behind those walls, and you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't have your freedom. You don't have say-so in your life anymore. Your hands is, you know, your life is in somebody else's hands, and motherfucking CEOs talk to you any kind of way that they want to talk to you. And everything like that. And the whole time in the back of your mind, you're like, I really don't belong here. I didn't do anything. People are so quick to be like, yeah, you say that shit all the time. You say that all the time. It'd be a bunch of guilty motherfuckers that say they don't need to be locked up. But in this case, he really didn't belong there. So now, it's like, you got all these people that believed in him and did what they had to do to make him be heard and get the justice that he needs. So, like, what happens next? What steps are they going to take to ensure that this doesn't happen again? What measures are they going to take to teach women to stop making false accusations and collecting money for shit that they didn't deserve? Like, really? Like, I don't know what else I can say or how angry I can get. Because, like, real talk, if I was to ever see that bitch, like, yo, she would have to give me my ones. I'd pop her dead in her motherfucking mouth. I would go to jail. I would go do, like, whatever charges for domestic violence for fucking her up. That's without question. I would fuck her up real quick. And I'd just be like, okay, this is what happens when you lie. This is what happens when you destroy somebody's life. Somebody needs to destroy you. Like, how can you walk around and people not look at you now? Like, I know it's got to be some people that's really trying to put hands on you. I know ain't no dude really trying to fuck with you no more, because actually your true colors is out. Like, people see you for the scheming, conniving hoe that you are. So it's like, you know, your life is pretty much over. You're plastered all over the internet. People are talking about you. They're not even hiding your name, because you're not a victim. You caused somebody to be a victim at your hands. Like, and then your mother, like, your mom had to know. Did you and your mom sit down and just concoct this shit together? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, at the end of the day, there comes a time when people need to stand the fuck up and be like, you know what, this is wrong. Like, her mother, if you ever felt that she was telling the truth, did it ever cross your mind to be like, you know what, we got to make this shit right. We can't keep this money, because this money is not ours by legal rights, because you lied to get it. And, you know, what do you say? Like, do you sit there and be like, you know what, we got to make amends? Like, do you go to church? And if you go to church, how can you sit your ass in church and be praying to God knowing that you did this trifling shit? Like, I can't see it. Like, that would just be the kicker for me. Like, you're in church every Sunday, and then you come to the pastor and be like, oh, I need you to pray for my daughter. She was raped, and we're going about, you know, this, that, and the third. You know, the guy, he's been locked up, and, you know, the whole while, you're lying. You're just straight motherfucking lying. And to me, that is so not cool. Like, if he pissed you off and he didn't want to fuck with you, okay, keep it moving. Life goes on. Find another dude. You know what I'm saying? if his dick was too small, anything, whatever the fuck he did to piss you off that day, couldn't have been that serious for you to just invent this super ass lie. I'm not really understanding that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, women, come on, y'all gotta step it up. Y'all gotta be like, be have some business about yourself. Like, don't do this fuck shit because it fucks up so many people's lives, like, innocent lives. Like, not only did it affect him, it affected his mother, his father, if he was in the picture, if he had brothers and sisters. It didn't just affect one man, it affected his whole fucking family. Do you know how hard or how difficult it is to see your family come and see you when you're locked up in prison, and then you have like an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours to spend with them, then they leave and you see them next week or the week after? Do you know what kind of fucking effect that shit has, especially if you have kids? But luckily for him, he didn't have any kids. But, I mean, like, damn, how dumb and evil can you fucking be? That shit, I don't know. You know, and to me, it's just, oh, I don't know. Hi, I'm bringing in her. Hi, boo, how you doing?
What's good, Mom?
Nothing. I'm irritated.
I know. I can hear it.
Like,
I don't know if a lot of people know about his story, but he actually exonerated himself. He got out of jail, house arrest. The chick actually had the nerve to hit him up on Facebook to be a friend. He prayed on it. He didn't harbor no resentment, and if he did, he didn't let it get the best of him. He met with her. He recorded the conversations because she wouldn't go to the DA because she would have had to get the money back. So she said, I'll help you, but I can't talk to the DA or the prosecutor because I'm going to have to give this money that they gave me back, but I helped you clear your name as much as I can. He took all those all them tapes where she's, in her own words, proclaiming his innocence to the Innocence Project, and they took that up to the courts and got it overturned by the same judge that got him convicted.
And see, this is the thing that's tripping me out. The judge, like, how the fuck do you feel? Like, me personally, the same day I exonerated him, I would have brought that bitch up on charges.
That's my problem. And a lot of other people. She lied. She knowingly lied. She took 10 years of this guy's life that he can't get back. Might have cost him a career that he has a slim chance of still making, but who's to say? And to once she still has the money, they didn't make her give it back. And how do you right that wrong by not charging her any time? By saying, oh, the case is over 10 years old and she was only 15. You know what I mean?
That shouldn't fucking matter.
Exactly.
It's like, with some shit like that, it shouldn't be no statute of limitations for perjury. You know what I'm saying? There's no statute of limitations for your ass for violating parole, unless you're in Texas because it does expire. But there's no limitations for violating parole. There's no limitations if you kill somebody, you assault somebody. I mean, you look at all these fucking shows on the Learning Channel or Discovery, and these people have been on the run for years. Guess what? Mm-hmm. They still get their ass. So, I mean, what? To me, like, no. I feel like her and her whack ass mama should be fucking charged, and I feel like they should disbar his defense attorney because what she did wasn't right either. She didn't even allow him to speak to his mother. So basically, you know how like you have a public defender, and him or her get in with the district attorney, the prosecutor, whatever you want to call him in your state. And they get some cases and they sell you the fuck out until they get a good case. And then they're like, okay, then they're going to bargain for it. So
right.
I think all parties involved should be like, okay, you know what? Okay, there are some legal ramifications that we got to do.
Right. And to piggyback over what you said, there's got to be charges. That there was no DNA evidence to convict him on, and his lawyer let him go. You know what I mean? She didn't fight him. You know, listen, you better cop this deal, because if we lose it, this is what you're facing. Like, you don't tell a fucking 16-year-old that, and they don't have no real evidence. Everything was just speculation and hearsay. There's no solid evidence that they used to convict this dude.
And my thing is, how does a 15-year-old be so fucking malicious to just come up with that lie, and then you live that shit? Then your ass hits him up on Facebook, and you're like, let bygones be bygones.
Be bygones,
now,
yeah.
Any dude in their right mind, just how you coming at me, and not once have you said I'm sorry?
No.
Man, I swear, yo, for real, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to wear that sweater.
But you think about that. if he whips her ass or goes in on her,
yeah, I know.
He doesn't get none of this wiped clean. So he was smart, man.
You know me. Nah. Firecrackers. If that was I'm going to beat her fucking ass. I'm going to beat her ass. I'm going to beat her mama ass. And I fight senior citizens, too. So I smack the shit out of her grandma. Because that's like, that's generation. Bitch, and baby bitch. She had to learn that shit from fucking somewhere, and all y'all benefited from that money. Like, mm-hmm. I'm scared, like, they gotta do something, because if not, there are gonna be some people that's gonna take shit into their own hands. They're gonna take matters into their own hands, and they're gonna fuck that girl up.
You're right.
Because technically, bitch, you can't walk around nowhere. You can't think you cute no more. You can't be at a fly car, nice house car, because everybody looks like, that's blood money. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because what happened to old dude when he was locked up. You already know how it is when you go in for rape.
Right.
Somebody going to try to bust your ass.
Right.
Literally bust your ass.
But see, like, situations like this, Trayvon Martin case and countless other cases, this is where, like, you know, as not just minorities, but as people, you got to understand what kind of choices you're making and what are the ramifications of the choices that you're going to make. And if you get jammed up, man, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to tell. No. Have some general knowledge on the law. Just don't be stupid. You know what I mean? Because anybody's going to, listen, this is what it is. Cop this plea. You'll be homing. And you're thinking, I can't do this. Let me just listen to him. And you jammed yourself up. You know? It's trying to wake up and just get educated, man. It sounds fucked up because now you can't really trust nobody. What's the consequences behind my action? I sleep with this girl today. That's why I don't sex drunk women. I don't care how fine she is. She's not gonna wake up in the morning and scream rape, because that's a stigma that you're not gonna be able to get rid of. Even though he's clear to this, that's gonna follow him forever.
Yeah.
That's gonna follow him forever. Even though he was innocent, it's still gonna be a label that's followed him forever.
Yep.
So that's one of the reasons, like, my friends never understood, yo, son, why you ain't beat that? Because she's drunk. She's drunk. Well, that's real good right now. When she sobers up and realizes, oh, my God, I just cheated on my husband, I cheated on my man, you don't know what she's going to tell. Now I got to deal with the consequences of that. I'm good. It ain't that serious to me. I'm sorry. I'm not that. It hasn't gotten that bad yet. As long as I got Vaseline and pornos, I'll be all right. So you just got to think about the consequences of everything now. You know what I mean? Because you never know when or where it's going to come back to get you.
Exactly. But, you know, it is what it is. It's just like my thing is, people.
But you know,
there's consequences. You got to do the right thing, because you just never know. Generational curses are a motherfucker. What you do is not come back on you, but it's going to come back on somebody you love, whether it be your kid, your mama, your daddy, somebody.
You're absolutely right. And then the second fold of this is the crying wolf syndrome. This chick messes it up for the next woman who was really raped. Like, oh, here we go again. You know what I mean? So they don't actively pursue it like they should because they don't want to get into it or get caught up in something that might be a witch hunt and not might not be actual. So it's a double smack in the face.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy, but, I mean, the good thing about it is, like, so many camps are reaching out to him now to come try out.
I mean, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing, and I hope even if he doesn't make it, he got a shot and he got a chance to live his dream. Maybe he does make it, even if he makes the practice squad. That's great, because you never know what could happen from there.
And the teams that are reaching out to him, they're going to have blessings because they don't really have to do that. But because he was that dude in high school, he had a full ride to USC. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He was nice. I'm not even going to lie. He was nice. If you, like, Google the tapes on him as far as how he played, yeah, there's no telling where he could have went, and that's stolen. Just the fact that they, like you said, they are reaching out to him, you know, that's awesome.
And I'm sure he was in. He probably played some football, because if he did prison time in California, he was probably playing football with some big-ass Mexicans and everything like that. It's like some yard ball. And yard ball is hard, because it's no shoulder pads, it's no helmet. None of that shit. They just plugging your ass in, like just straight up, like that movie with Burt Reynolds. But I think they had.
Oh, you talking about The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, so
as long as he stayed in shape, he'd be all right.
Yeah. I mean, look at Michael Vick. He did it.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't gone that long, but, you know.
But still, you know what I mean? It can happen to anybody, man. I just hope he gets his shot. I hope he makes it. I'm so glad that his story did get out there and he did clear his name. And I'm glad you are helping to expose it for those that don't know and don't understand the story. Like, the biggest story is the choices we make, man, might come back to haunt us. What it seems innocent to one person might not seem that way to somebody else, and it could be over in a flash. So I love all your shows, but this is nice. It's just a change of pace.
Reading about the George Zimmerman, and you know, you sit here and say you indigent and your parents are like, they don't have money, but your daddy a fucking judge. How the fuck he don't got money? But then you sit here and you raise nearly $200,000 through his The Real George Zimmerman website. So that's what we reward fucking lying ass bitches with $1.5 million. Then we fucking turn around and give a motherfucking killer nearly $200,000? Well, damn. Let me go smack a senior citizen and see how much motherfucking money I get.
Right. But the good thing in that case also, once the judge found out that him and his wife were bullshitting and trying to move money around, he revoked his bail. So he got, I think, 48 hours to turn himself in.
Yes.
So that's the good thing about the Zimmerman. Like, a lot of people might not. That just happened. So that's a great thing that, you know, now you're being exposed. All these people are being exposed for the lies that they are.
Exactly.
Hopefully there'll be some justice at the end of the rainbow for the parties involved.
Exactly, because to me, it's like, you know how they, like, what goes around comes around with karma. It's like you have to wait a long ass time to get that shit. Now, man, please, you ain't gotta wait a long ass time for nothing. When you do dirt, you get dirt.
Get dirt, yeah.
Me personally, I'm like, I'm gonna change up how I'm praying right now, because I'm not praying for anything malicious to happen, but I'm praying for God to touch Juanetta, whatever the hell her name is, in a way that she will never, ever lie again, nor will she know what true happiness is until she makes amends with this man and gives him a public apology.
Right.
But I think it's her pride. I think it's her pride. Or it's somebody in her fucking ear telling her not to do it.
See, sometimes, you know what it is, though? You think about it later. Sometimes you get so caught up in a lie, and it's just a little lie. You know what I mean? And by the time everything gets rolling, that little lie, you got to start to live it. You got to start to believe it. You got to start to... Because you don't want to come out and be exposed for a lie. Rather than stand in front of everybody and say, I fucked up, I lied, you'll play it to the end. And at the end, you're still a liar. Because everything done in the dark comes to the light. As proof, it took 10 years, but it's happened here. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in karma, though. That's why I won't fuck nobody over. That shit came back and bit me in the ass twofold, so I learned my lesson. I don't play with that shit.
Well, I don't fuck people over, but I tend to be honest, and sometimes I feel like I might be a little too honest. So I think I've come to the realization that I'm going to be single forever, because men just can't do what the fuck they need to do to sustain me. So,
and maybe you're looking at the wrong man.
I ain't looking at no motherfucking man now. How about that?
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm like I have a girlfriend that says the same thing. Like, how come all the bad women who are out there doing dirt get all the good guys? No, you can't say that. You got to look at it like, why do you keep looking at the bad one? You got to find a good guy. If you're chasing men, if you keep getting the ones that the fly guys that always shit on you and make you feel bad or whatever, it's your choice in men. It's not karma. That's your choice in men. Let me start looking at the squares. Maybe that's where I need to be at.
I did that. I tried looking at all different types, and I'm like, you know, the square got fired this weekend. So.
Maybe you are just destined to be alone.
So maybe I just need to have a relationship with the fab cop, my vibrator.
Oh, that sounds interesting. That's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to change my outlook on so many different things, but it's hard. You know what I mean? So, I feel like it's just meant for me to go through life on cruise control. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're happy with it.
Yeah, because I feel like I've gone through so much to get right where I'm at with my comfort zone. You know, like I said earlier, sharing with everybody, like when I was raped when I was 18, I was molested when I was 14, and, you know, by no means, don't get it fucked up, y'all. Don't be like, oh, that's why you the way you is. No. I used to be a sexual prisoner. I was trapped in my own hell because I was victimized. But now I found my happy medium. I do what works for me. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks, because it's my life. And as long as I can look at myself in the mirror, I can give three flying fucks what somebody else thinks. I have found comfort in the skin that I am in. And that's all that matters to me.
That's what's up. That's all that should matter.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, only person that can make you happy is you.
Exactly. I've tried dating the pretty boys. I tried dating the ugly dudes. he got me for $3,000 and he put a root on me. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm damned if I do.
So what about dating the guy in between them two? That's me.
You know, you got me with you, so I mean.
But if you comfortable where you at, that's all that matters, man. That's
yeah, I mean, when I met my ex-husband, I wasn't looking for a husband. I was looking for a fucking military pen pal to come down to my city, and I could stun on these little ugly ass hoes. Then it ended up being a one night stand that lasted for 6.5 years.
Mm.
But, you know, that's what happens when you have good dick. You know, it'll make a lasting, you know what? Okay, back in the day when you had good dick, it that's all that matters. But now it's different because I can overlook the good dick when you have other bad qualities because I can't stand to bed with you all day to like you. I'm going to have to get out of that motherfucker eventually. And then reality is going to set in like, yo, we have nothing in common unless you're up in my pussy fucking me. And then after I nut and you nut, I don't want to be bothered with you no more. I want to roll over and not even fucking look at you. And then it gets to the point where the only time I want to fuck you is in the dark.
Damn.
Then that's bad. Damn. Then that's real bad. Because
that's
then,
true.
Like, why bother? Hmm.
Somebody sent me something in BBM today, and it said, you want to find a person that you fall in love with every day, over and over and over and over again. And I'm sitting here like, damn, I don't even know what that shit feels like.
You know what? I know what it feels like because every time I look at myself, I fall deeper in love with me. Especially when
I'm not talking about with you. I'm talking about with another person.
Or I do a photo shoot. Boy, I be like, that's why I'm loving the crew, but I be loving myself. I be like, oh, yeah. I'm so in love with you. And it just be myself. So I had to say something slick. I know you do. It's okay. I understand. I'm one of them special females because it's like I'm very confident in my ability to do everything. You know what I'm saying? And then even if I'm not too sure, you'll never know because my fucking confident level is on 1,000. You see what I'm saying? So it's like if I falter, you'll never know. If I'm nervous, I'll tell you because I'm gonna be honest because I don't never lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be straight.
Yeah, but I don't think you're the kind of person that would show it either.
Yeah, I would.
You might talk about it, but I don't think you'll show it.
I would. I sure would. I show it a lot. When I first started doing my radio show, I used to have to drink because I was nervous because doing radio is not something I envisioned for me. All this shit I'm doing is not something I envisioned for me. Basically, I thought I wanted to be a porn star. But I can't just be fucking random dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I sure as hell can't get on no contract in California because a dude come to me talking about a producer or a director starts like, okay, Chop, we're on the scene. You're going to fuck him, and this is what you're going to do. And his dick big as fuck. Shitting me, boo-boo. Sorry. Can't do it. You're not going to fuck up my inside for something. Jack off and fuck and bang your bitch. No, that's not going to happen. I have 4 kids. My coochie is still pretty. It's still tight with no added preservatives or additives. It's natural. So why the fuck would I ruin my body to make a few dollars, and then down the road, my pussy starts looking like a fucking hole that a dog dug. So it's like when somebody gets ready to fuck me, they just fall in and be like, yo, bitch, you ain't got no walls. Why would I do that? I mean, no disrespect to the porn stars, Pinky, Cherokee. Y'all got that. I respect y'all for doing that. Because at the end of the day, when you get out of the game, guess what? Your pussy is going to be fucked the hell up. That shit is going to be loose as a goose. Don't get me started. But no, I'm just playing. But no, I'm dead ass about that part. But no. So, I'm like, you know what? When I'm involved with somebody, I like to record. So, you know, that's what you do. You record you and your mate fucking, sucking, eating, whatever it is you do. And then when they're not around, you play it back. You know what I'm saying? So you look at it. But me, I'm smart because you ain't recording shit. We recording everything on my motherfucking phone. So we ever break up, I be damn if you gonna be showing your homies like how you smashed me and how you did this. That ain't gonna happen. I am a female that's always in control. I control my own motherfucking destiny. So it's my pussy, you're fucking, so it's gonna be on my phone and I do what the fuck I wanna do with it. Then if I feel like sending you a copy of it, then I'll send you a copy of it. But 9 times out of 10, I keep it in my phone and I beat you in the head and tell you I'm gonna send it to you on your email and I don't send you shit. You better go to my site, www.stopmommy.socialparity.com, and see yourself getting it in. Or I'll, when we're together, I'll play that shit back in my phone. But no. So then, you know, I created a buzz like that. Then the next thing you know, people started talking about the radio show. Then I even had a fucking magazine try to make me a fucking porn star and take my identity and tell people that anything you want to know about Chuck Mommy, this is her and she's a swinger and I ain't no fucking swinger. I ain't found the right guy that would want to go to the swingers club with me or whatever. So, you know, that right there was a lie. I cannot come into the industry lying. I will tell you the truth. Even if the truth fucks me up, I'm woman enough to admit my mistakes and keep moving and get on with it. So, you know, boom, here comes the radio. And what a lot of people don't know, I can't stand my fucking voice. People are like, oh, it turns me on. Okay, well, get your perverted, turned on ass off my motherfucking phone. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't like listening to myself on voicemails. It took me a long time to be able to make noises when I was fucking because I just didn't think that that was cool. Like, you know, you're supposed to keep your composure. And me like, you know, I just didn't think that was, like, cool. Like, I didn't want to fuck in the daytime. I had to fuck in the dark because I didn't want to see that shit. I wasn't comfortable. And that's because of my sexual violations.
Right.
18, you know what I'm saying? So then, right. Now that I'm older, wiser, and I've made peace after having a nervous breakdown and everything like that, now I'm good. Shit, lights on, lights off, wipe on, wipe off, Mr. Miyagi, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm into it. You know what I'm saying? Slapping my ass, pull my hair, spread the butt teeth, bing, 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 bang, bang. Whatever it is you want to do, nut on the back, just don't nut on the face. I mean, I'm okay with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I get nervous a whole lot with certain things that I do. So, damn, we have another New York phone call. I hope it ain't nobody out of fuck. Hi, 347, last four, 9176. You're on the line with Chuck Mommy and Hertz. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Rock, is Anthony, Team Rucker fan, New York. What's up?
Oh, shit. Okay, before you say anything else, hey, guys, this is my friend, Anthony. And when I come to New York, he wants to molest me, and then he's going to take me shopping. And he's Team Rucker, part of Team Managed with Rikers. And yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday.
I said, we call you and check you out. I said, how you doing? How everybody doing up there?
What up?
I just left your boy Rikers the other day. That was a few minutes ago.
Well, you can tell him I just gave you one of the foulest shout outs that I can possibly give a man.
I just said, how you doing? Good things. Keep it up.
Thank you. You know, if ratchet ass females would just stay in their motherfucking lane and stop doing dumb shit, then, you know, I wouldn't be upset on a Friday night without shit to drink. You know, I didn't think to stop at the liquor store because I didn't want to be tipsy or intoxicated when I did this show, because then I'd be inclined to go on Facebook and befriend this bitch and tell her about herself. So
don't do it to them. Don't do it to them. You just going to their level, blowing them up.
I know, but I'm hood. You know, that's what I love about me, because I'm well-versed. I blend in with corporate America. I blend in with blue-collar workers. I blend in with the hood rats. I blend in with the drug dealers. I blend in with the rappers. I blend in with everybody. I could even blend in with Obama and Michelle, because then if I ever had the opportunity to sit down and speak with them in the Oval Office,
Do it to them. You're going to be the first lady.
No, I would just ask them, could we have a threesome and a swingers party?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I just ask Obama, like, yo, while you and Michelle fuck, do you mind if I just, like, call out some positions and, you know, just talk y'all through how I want to see it? Is that wrong?
Your name speaks for itself, Phil.
Like, Mr. President, I need you to spread them wide ass cheeks and just smack that shit from the back, yo. I need you to, like, fuck her like you on the block and she like one of the baddest hoes you ever seen. Trying to put your dick game down to make her yours, even though she is yours, but mentally she ain't. I need you to fuck the hell out of her. Be like, grab them titties, suck on them a little bit. Be like, rub that clit. That's wrong, huh?
You trying to turn them out.
Of course.
You gotta play.
Of course. I mean, that's my ultimate goal for anybody that I come in sexual contact with, is to turn it up and turn you out.
Oh, that's why you got Rikers running, huh?
I got everybody running.
I see, because, yo, he's hiding out from you. I said, yo, I talked to your homegirl. He was like, oh, she don't want to see me.
Nah, he don't want to see me.
That's what it is.
When I come to New York, it's going to be a fucking problem. Because I'm going to
see
before. I'm going to go to a club. Harrison's going to ride me around on his bike. You're going to take me out to eat. I'm going to have a matching Rutgers fitted and shirt. And I'm going to do a photo shoot. And that shirt and that hat and some boy shorts. And some matching sneakers, and then I'm gonna make a video. Then I'm gonna work on my rap song with Dragon. My head game is a felony. Let's see, what else? I've been doing so much.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, sure I haven't been looking for no doubt.
That's just a weekend? That sounds like a week.
Right.
See, it's going to be like 4 days.
Damn. I have to get my schedule for you, damn.
It's going to be like 4 days, because everybody is going to be responsible for making sure that I have a good time. And, you know, if I don't, you know what happens. I'm just going to talk shit about you on my blog. That's what I do.
Well, that's what you got Rikers for, eat a face.
Yeah, because that blog is something serious, because I don't know what the fuck has been happening lately, but, like, man, 1,200 people a day is coming to the site and reading what the fuck I have to say. So just imagine if everybody is coming and reading what I have to say, and then I talk about y'all, then I put y'all pictures up there. They're going to know what y'all look like when y'all go out. They're like, yo, that's that dude that was on ChocolateCityRadio.com. Wow.
I'll make sure I have my fucking face smashed on, yo, so you don't want to be seen.
I'll be like, then they'll be like, yo, that's that dude from that bike club. The one that got the ugly members in North Carolina. Like,
damn,
the fine was there in New York. Like, I feel like people that have a bike club, it should be against the motherfucking law to have ugly-ass bike members. Or if they ugly, they should pay extra.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
like I said, when you come to New York, yeah, you gonna do it up for sure.
Yeah, or 9 times out of 10, I'll probably sit at somebody's apartment, eat jerk chicken and rice and peas. And
yeah, that's where we live at. We live in Flatbush, so you know you're gonna get that.
Yeah, and then have some snacks and shit. And then when they go to work, I'll be done kick my feet up and ate about 3 pounds worth of shit. And then just, Because when I come to New York, I'm on a mission. It's my mission to gain 5 pounds while I'm there. Because when I gain weight, it goes straight to my ass.
Damn. I hear that.
So, if y'all want to be team fat, chop fat ass, or chop getting a fat ass, hit me up on BBM. And we'll discuss what can happen. What y'all need to do to make sure that I get a fatter ass while I'm in New York. No, that does not include anal sex, because that's a fucking lie.
Well, I got Mike, because Mike will come at you. You're in his city too? He ain't going to be running that long for you.
Yeah, please. Everybody runs for me. Like, it's just like one of those things like, oh, shit. Like, damn. This bitch will either write about me, or she'll make a video called a Chalk Mommy Moment and be like, wow, she's gonna put me on blast. Then it'll be on YouTube. Then it'll go to Worldstar Latino. Like, damn, what the fuck? You know,
you're dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like one of those females that I like to have fun, and you can't help but to love me. To know me is to love me, but to be around me, you'll fall in love with me because you'll be like, yo, this bitch is so well rounded. And I know my way around the kitchen. Like, not only can I cook, I can bake from scratch.
Right? You go bake from scratch?
Yeah, I can bake from scratch. I can, like, with the flour, the butter, the eggs and milk and shit like that. Yeah. Come on, I'm from the South. I know my way around the kitchen. Yes. Turkey, potato salad, collard greens with turkey meat. Candied yams, man, please.
You might not send you back.
Huh?
You might not send you back to North Carolina. You might be in New York for a while, a good while. Well, that's not enough.
If I don't come back, then my kids are going to charge y'all parent support. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to support me.
We can have you. We have you for ransom then.
And then if I'm gone too long, my daughter sent my granddaughter up there with me. Her name is Michaela, and she bad as fuck. Like, she's really cute, and she's bad. So if she comes up, then y'all be like, yo, Chalk, we love you, but this little badass girl, y'all got to go. Y'all have got to go.
We got bad dudes that would occupy our time, yo.
Man, this little girl 3 years old, and she ratchet. She ratchet as fuck. She told
what?
Her sister the other day, she was like, Nana, shit real. Shit getting real, Nana.
I hear that.
But you know, with a grandmother like Chalk, you know what I'm saying? I call her Baby Chalk. She go around and she'll look at me and she be like, you sexy, grandma. You damn right, girl. You sexy too, because you are a little extension of me. Two sexy bitches. Old bitch and a baby bitch. We are straight. Yes. Yeah. Only on Chocolate City do I get this raw. Yeah, I tell people so much about me, like, it's like an open book. So, y'all know, like, so much about me. Matter of fact, you know what? I decided that in my June issue of my magazine, I'm actually going to sit down and write about my nervous breakdown that I had after coming to terms of being raped and molested and keeping it shut up. So that little trifling asshole has, like, allowed me to share a vital part of myself with my fans so that this will teach women, like, for real, don't lie. Always tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, because my thing is, when you're in the public eye, when you don't never let people know, like, innermost personal stuff about you, how do you expect them to, like, relate to you and be able to rock with you? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I now, let's take Pinky, for instance. Like, I am never about to get on TV and tell a motherfucker that my dad jacks off to watching me fuck other niggas, because that shit is nasty. About as nasty as that dude on BBM that asked me did I want to fuck his sister, and I said no, and he was like, why? And I'm like, no. And he's like, she's good in bed. And I'm like, how do you know? He's like, because we fucked in the room before. No, that sounds like you fucked your sister before. Then
yeah,
come to find, yeah, then come to find out he was my friend on Facebook, and he's my daughter's friend. So I immediately blocked him from my page and from her page, because that's some sick shit. He probably was like, yo, I fucked my sister, and I wonder if I could fuck Chalk and her daughter together. No.
That's fun. That's crazy.
But you know how Africa is. Africa is off the chain. They got some crazy-ass taboos.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, not that I discriminate from people in other countries and shit like that, but, you know, it's just some shit that just don't need to be talked about, some shit that don't need to be shared.
I ain't from Africa. I'm from Crenshaw Mafia.
And what's that mean?
No, remember that was from, what was that? Boys to Men? I mean, Boys in the Hood?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no African booty scratcher. I'm from Crenshaw Mafia.
Oh, yeah. I like that movie. Every time we get shot and killed, I cry. That's like a tearjerker. Like, for real. I don't know. I am extremely tired. And I can honestly tell y'all that there is no fucking way I can stay on till 11 o'clock. And that's because I didn't know that I had to stop today. So last night I had to be a designated driver. I was asleep and got out of my seat to go get my brother. And then when I came home, I had some bad dreams, and then I got woken up earlier than usual, and I'm sleepy. And then you know how, like, you can feel yourself, like, coming down to something, like with a cold or something, because today, we had, like, a bad tropical storm type thing, so yeah. I got caught in the rain, too. So I'm just like, you know what, I just want to order a pizza. Oh, shit. Is anybody here at TV? Can I get a score for the game? Can somebody tell me if the Heat is winning, if Boston is winning?
It was halftime. I checked. It's 55-42, Boston.
Okay, I'm going to need Boston to step it up like Miami stepped it up like OKC stepped it up last night.
I got Boston winning it in 6-7.
Yeah, I said it's going to go to 7, and okay, that's what's up. Even if fucking OKC don't win, they handed the Spurs a loss, and not only was it a loss, they beat the fucking brakes off their ass.
They're going to let Spurs win this last five in their franchise.
They're going to who?
They're going to let the Spurs win this last one for Tim Duncan.
Man, fuck Tim Duncan,
all ass. That's what they're saying. They're trying to read them out. So let Boston and San Antonio win this last one and give the lead to LeBron and Kevin Durant.
I don't know. Like,
that's how I look.
I don't know. I didn't realize LeBron's hairline was as fucked up as it was. Woo! Damn.
Well, you should just go bald.
Yeah, because somebody said his shit looked like the last slice of pizza in a pizza box. Like, what the fuck? But, I mean, it is what it is. Okay, now, I'm going to tell y'all when I'm trying to come to New York, okay?
We'll see.
I'm going to tell y'all the dates that I'm looking at, because I got my work scheduled today, and they fucked me up, because normally I go in on Tuesday, I mean on Thursdays and Saturdays, that means I could have left Saturday night, got there, and then left like Wednesday to get the work thing.
Like you just told me that you're gonna be down south. You're gonna be down there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yo, it's 4462 Boston.
4462.
I see it because I got ESPN pulled up. Okay, now I'm looking to come to New York. Okay. Sunday the 17th through Wednesday the 20th.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Like I said, Reagan's gonna be down there for 2 weeks after that. So he's gonna be there for 2 weeks in North Carolina also.
Oh, okay, that's cool. We can get some work done. He can put me on
the board.
Got budget. Perk, how does that schedule look? Do you have any vice?
We'll make it work.
Huh?
So we'll make it work.
Okay. But that's what I'm looking at.
What time on Sunday though? Daytime, morning, night?
Oh, early morning.
Oh, all right, that's good.
I'll holler at you. All right, I'll make sure I keep in touch. I'm calling again.
Okay, thank you, and happy belated birthday, freak boy, Rikers.
Thanks, I appreciate the love. Thanks.
You're
welcome.
But, yeah, Hurt, that's what I'm thinking about. Those dates right there, get there early Sunday morning, and then leave late Wednesday night.
But because you're not coming in that Saturday we having our Philly cheesesteak run.
Huh?
So that Saturday we having our fourth annual Philly cheesesteak run from New York to Philly just to go get cheesesteaks and cool up.
Really?
Yeah, like last year was like maybe 60, 70 cars and trucks and 400 bikes.
Ride is it to Philly?
Like maybe an hour and 10 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. Coming back, it's even faster than this.
Oh, excuse me for yawning, y'all. Okay, that sounds like it might be fun. I might have to see if I can get that day off and then just get there.
We can do that. We can do that when you get here. Take the vibe down again.
Oh, wow. That's what's up, because your bike is really, really nice. I like it.
Thank you.
And thank you for giving me your number again. Today, when I got off work, my phone froze. Now, mind you, I have the 9930, the new bowl, and I cut it off so it could reboot, and yeah. I got the white screen of death.
It froze,
but when it came back up, it was just a white screen with an error, a JVM error.
Yeah.
So they had to reload the software, and I lost all my contacts.
You didn't, why you didn't just download them into your desktop as a backup file?
Because I have that BlackBerry Connect on my shit, and that shit wasn't working. Matter of fact, I need to set that shit to back up every day now. But,
right.
Yeah, even with my Google, because a couple of months ago, I had my software crash, and whatever happened, it fucked up my whole phone, even the shit that was saved on my Gmail.
Wow.
So I thought today I was going to end up having to get a new BlackBerry. I was about to be like, you know what, some bullshit. But I'm still at number 27. Still at number 27. I'd like to give a, you know what, I'm going to fuck his name up. Okay, a Sweaty Vodge, I think that's how I pronounce it. I'd like to give a special shout out to him. Mwah. A special shout out to Black Wolf Wrestling. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I'm good. I gotta give a big shout out to you because you're so sweet. I swear. You know what?
to you on the phone when you come up.
Oh, that'll work. That will most definitely work. If I could see that live, up close, and personal, I'd be happy too.
That is not a problem. The other party said no problem.
I'm referring to you and her.
I said the other party said no problem.
Oh, for real?
I was referring to her.
Wow. Oh, yeah. The next time y'all see me, which is Tuesday, I will have one of my T-shirts, the one that says I fuck on the first night. And for those of you that have been buying those T-shirts, like, you laugh. When I come to New York, I'm going to have so many little fucking T-shirts. I fuck on the first night. My head game is a felony. I have men. I have everybody saying burr. You know what I'm saying? Watch. Like, watch, you're going to be like, you know what, I need to get one. But then when you're riding with your bike club, and you're like, yo, what the fuck is that? You know, like, you don't even want to know. Then I guess you do. You know how people get nosy and shit like that? So, yeah. And then next week, I got hella promo videos for the radio show coming, shows for me, my drinking show, and stuff like that. So Tuesday, I'll actually do a segment called Drinking with Chalk, where I'll show you guys my bartending skills.
That's what's up.
So I am going to end the show like now so I can go get me something to eat and then I can get in the bed and go to sleep. And then I got to send out a BBM because I didn't send out a message today. Oh, God, I got to tell you this one thing before I go. Today my brother's best friend gave me a ride to work, right? And I was showing him the tattoo, the picture of my tattoo on my thigh when I first got it done because I'm having a tattoo party, right? Well, how about this bitch starts going through my phone being nosy, right? Then he sees the picture of me in the red and the black bent over, and you can see, you know, when you ask me about that picture, and it's like the coochie is hanging out and stuff, right?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Why in the fuck was there a police beside us? He tells the cop to pull up, and he's like, hey, what kind of day are you having today? You having a bad day? Then he's like, look at this. And the cop was like, what's wrong with you? Are you crazy? He started laughing. He's like, now you're having a great day. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. The cop had this big-ass Kool-Aid smile on his face. And I'm like, yo, he just seen my chocolatey ass. And now that's all he's going to be thinking about. It's like, yo, I seen this chick. On the side of her picture, it says chop. And she had some fucking chocolatey lips. But it looked like I saw her coochie. Like, wow. Could you imagine when he clocked out and he's, like, telling people what kind of day he had today? And I'm gonna be like,
oh, God. You might have pulled that up on the computer in the car.
They can't get certain things. I know I have a cop friend, and he always tries.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Man, I was just like, and he, my friend, he just thought that shit was so funny. I should have told my brother on him, but it's all good. I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be nice. But I had to
go. Right.
So, I know you have to go to work.
Yeah.
And I'm about to get me something to eat, and then I'm going to call it a night and take it down a notch and whatnot. And then I have a nice exotic photo shoot tomorrow night, and I have a shoot Sunday morning. So, yeah, I got to get a lot of photo shots in. And then when I come to NY, I'm going to shoot on your bike. So, don't you guys have some bike members that are photographers?
I got one. He's a good photographer.
Well, you know what? I'm sure you have a digital camera. We're good.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, we're good. I don't want anybody else to have fun at your expense.
All right, no problem. Whatever you need, if I can get it, you got you.
Okay, well, I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. And Hertz, I'd like to thank you for tuning in and voicing your opinion on tonight's topic and everything. And for everybody that's listening, Boston is going to beat the fuck out of Miami, and then they're going to beat them again on Sunday, and OKC is going to win tomorrow. So for all you motherfucking haters, eat my ass. That's right, eat my ass, because my teams are going to win. They just had a slow start. They found their rhythm, and they feeling themselves, and they just want to take it to the house. So on that note, Chalk Mommy is about to get her chocolatey, sexy ass offline. Go get something to eat because I'm trying to gain some weight and everything like this. And, my friend, Sweaty Vag, said, this man better spoil you when you're in NYC. I kind of think he is.
Yeah, I hope that dude does spoil you, man. What's his name, Anthony or something?
Nah, we're talking about her, motherfucker. You better stop playing, bitch. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to have to go ahead and send a blast on BBM for all fat chicks to hit you up.
I don't discriminate. I have nice friends that are big.
So you fucked a bitch that was about 300 pounds?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said I have nice friends that are big.
Okay, but no, I'm sending out a special blast for big bitches to give you some pussy.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you.
You don't discriminate, boo.
I don't. I accept all kinds of friends. I just don't sleep with all my friends.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer. Whatever. I'm getting off the phone, and I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to make you a fall guy. I've always wanted to watch a nice physique man smash a big-ass chick. So, let's see if we can make that one of my fantasies come true.
I'm not going to say
that. Is that laugh one of those laughs you'll think about it?
No, that laugh is like... I'm not going to touch that laugh.
You know what? That's like you're saying no.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm being politically correct. I'm not going to touch that.
Okay, repeat after me. Chalk, I will make that fantasy happen for you.
Chalk, I will try to make that fantasy happen for
you. Fuck that. Chalk, I will make that fantasy come true for you.
Chalk, I will try. I can't say I will, and it doesn't happen, then I'm a liar.
You know what? I'm going to help you. You drink, right?
Not at all.
What?
No drinking, no smoking, ma. All natural.
Fuck. Damn. Okay, I'm going to have to try another trifling way to get my shit to happen. I got to be underhand. I got to figure out another way to come at you. I'm going to have to lace your food with some aphrodisiac that just makes you horny. You don't give a fuck who it is.
Oh, the rain. The rain will do that.
The who?
Rain. When it rains.
Oh, okay. So, help me to rain, and then I'm going to have a big bitch on deck so she can come and smash.
When it rains, I get horny as a motherfucker, boy.
Oh, shit. Ladies, you heard that. If you are 250 or better and you live in the New York area, please hit me up, because when it rains, Hertz will knock you down. He gets horny as fuck. He will not say no.
Chalk, I love you.
I know. I told you to know me is to love me.
Yes, it is.
So, I am going to hit you later, and again, I would like to thank my two special guys for riding it out with me in my Stick Cam chat room, A Sweaty Vibe, and Black Wolf Wrestling. Yes, 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 yes. So, I'll be back Tuesday night from 9 to 11, and I might have a special guest, and if not, you know what? I might actually do a little special something for you guys. I might actually dance, but not strip. And I might actually do the show in a tank top and some boy shorts. I don't know. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So you guys have a good night. Mwah. I love you guys, and I'll be back on Tuesday night.
Good night, Sexy.
Good night.